Son, I do apologize for bursting in on you while you were masturbating. I mean, I know that you're 16, and though I'm perfectly aware of your age, and that means I hadn't correlated it with a developing sex drive and consequent increased need for privacy. I was thinking about your masturbating this morning, and it struck me as odd that, whereas we as parents pay close attention to every aspect of our children's well-being, learning, physical development while they're small, we virtually ignore their sexual development and function, as if there was something amiss or forbidden about it, verboten even. And it's occurred to me that perhaps I should know whether your sexual development and function is progressing healthily and normally. It occurred to me that perhaps I should observe your masturbating to assure myself on that point. And I must admit it would be educational for me as well. Never had the opportunity to simply observe a young man with a high libido, climax, and ejaculate. I must reiterate, I am your mother. I have responsibility for your well-being in all aspects, and it discomforts me to think that I may have been neglectful. Remember, this is strictly for science. Can we do an experiment now? Your father's not home and your sister's out. Great, great. For science. Take off your clothes. I'll grab a towel. Okay. First, how many times do you do this? Two or three times? A day? My goodness! I had no idea it'd be that frequent. Fascinating. Son, what causes your erections? What causes your penis to become erect? No, of course I know that. I mean, what causes the blood to be diverted into your penis? What happens in your mind? I see. Girls, you know. For science, can I observe you fantasize now? Can you show me one of your Facebook friends on your iPod? I would like to see an example of one of your young female friends that you dream about. I see. Very interesting. She's very attractive and displays several sexual indicators. Short skirt, clingy top. Oh, goodness. She has you very excited, doesn't she? Are you imagining sex with her? And when you think about sex, what exactly is it that you think? I see. Could you provide a bit more detail? Have you ever had sexual intercourse? Have you ever seen a girl your age or woman in the nude? I must say, your penis certainly has grown since the last time I saw it. I do believe it's fully as large as your father's. Perhaps a bit larger, even. This is quite curious. Do you mind if I stroke it? Fascinating. Oh my, that does feel nice. So warm. Such an interesting texture, like fine velvet or perhaps doeskin. Firm, yet soft at the same time. And the skin slides so easily. And you have such a nice smell of clean, healthy skin. Odd. I'd never have thought that a penis could be considered attractive. Now close your eyes and imagine having intercourse with your friend. Son, your face is flushed. You're having sex with her right now. Do you think she's had sex before? Oh my, the thought of her inexperience has made you even more erect. I believe you're thinking about her vagina, aren't you? Ah, there you go. I need you to ejaculate fully, son. Let it out. Ah, yes. One, two, three, four ropes of ejaculate on your chest. That's it. Well, That was quite remarkable. I had no idea, simply no idea. Thank you for helping me for science. Good night. Pleasant dreams. Oh, one more thing. I'd like to repeat this experiment, if that's okay. You know, more data. Fantastic. And can I take your iPod with me? I'd like to, see the other girls you're friends with and, pick one out for you to look at next. Good night.